And as long as you think, I got a great marriage, nothing wrong with it, it's not going to get any better. I got great friendships, it's just fine. As long as you are in denial, there's no recovery, there's no transformation. So it starts with you owning up and being honest to God and honest with yourself that my relationships are not what they could be. They could be a whole lot better.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you can improve in any of the areas I just mentioned, stay with us, because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own Transformed Study Kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Facing the Fears That Ruin Relationships.
Now, you know the story that God created the entire universe because he wanted to create Earth, because he wanted to create a sustaining environment for human beings, because God wanted a family. If God had wanted a family, he wouldn't have created the universe. But he made it all because he wants you to be in his family. So he made Adam, and he put him in the Garden of Eden, a perfect paradise, and Adam had everything that he could possibly want, except he was lonely, because he noticed that animals had mates, but there was no mate for Adam. And I think God did this intentionally, two reasons. First, he wanted Adam to realize what he would need in his own life. And second, I think God made Adam and then thought, I could do better, and then he makes a woman. Don't worry, I'll get you back. And so God makes Adam out of the dust, out of the dirt of the earth. And he creates Adam out of dirt. Now he creates woman out of Adam. Okay? Now, this, by the way, is why men don't mind getting dirty and women do. Because men are made of dirt, okay? Okay? We were created out of the dirt, so we like dirt. We don't mind getting muddy, messy. But women weren't created out of dirt. The Bible says they were taken from a rib of Adam. Now, there's a symbolism in this, that God created Adam's helpmate, his partner for life, his wife, out of his rib. He didn't take her from his feet, where he would lord over her. He didn't take her from his head, where she would lord over him. But he took his wife from his side, where he would be his equal, his partner. And he took him from a rib close to the heart as a symbol of she is to be deeply loved. There's a lot more I could say about that, but that's not where we're going this week. But God creates, he puts Adam to sleep, he creates woman, and when Adam wakes up, he sees Eve in her full glory. And Adam wakes up, and he's never seen a naked woman before. And he wakes up, and he goes, whoa. Whoa. Whoa, 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 man, man, oh man, whoa, man, whoa, man, woman. And that's where the word came from, okay? Woman, whoa, man, whoa, man, woman.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Again, that's the word DAILY to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
You know, the world is shouting for our attention. They're offering answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial trouble, and explanations to our search for meaning. but the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-session DVD. This powerful resource can be used independently or with a small group of friends to uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transformed Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 99000. There are only 4 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
God created Adam's helpmate, his partner for life, his wife, out of his rib. He didn't take her from his feet where he would lord over her. He didn't take her from his head where she would lord over him, but he took his wife from his side where he would be his equal, his partner, and he took him from a rib close to the heart as a symbol of she is to be deeply loved. There's a lot more I could say about that, but that's not where we're going this week. But God creates, he puts Adam asleep, he creates woman, and when Adam wakes up, he sees Eve in her full glory. And Adam wakes up, and he's never seen a naked woman before. And he wakes up, and he goes, whoa. Whoa. Whoa, 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 man. Man, oh man, whoa, man, whoa, man, woman. And that's where the word came from, okay? Woman, whoa, man, woman. And things went along really great for a long time between man and woman because there was no sin. So there was no sadness, no sickness, no sorrow, no suffering, no deceit, no lying, no manipulating, no jealousy. None of these things in their relationship. They are the only couple that had a perfect relationship. The only one. Because since sin entered the world, everything else is broken. But then you know the story that Satan comes to Eve and he lies to her. And he says, didn't God say that you can't eat from any of the trees in the garden? And of course, God hadn't said that. God had said you can only eat from one. It's a minimum temptation. Everything else is on limits. Do whatever you want to with it. Just one tree is off limits to give you a choice because I want you to choose to love me. And then he says, you know, God's lying to you. He said, you know, you're not going to die if you eat that tree, the fruit of that tree. In fact, you'll be as wise as God. You'll be God. Every temptation comes to that basic issue. I want to be God. See, Satan never tempts us to be like himself. He never says, do this temptation, you'll be like me. You'll be evil. Nobody would do it. But Satan says, do this because you know better than God. Because God is old-fashioned. Because God's out of date. God doesn't want you to be happy. You should do this because you know what will make you happy more than God. You're a God. And he fell for that line. Now let me read you the story. It's in Genesis chapter 3, and we'll pick up the story about verse 6. So Eve ate some of the fruit, and then she also gave some to her husband, Adam, who was with her, and he ate it. Immediately their eyes were opened, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. This is where shame enters the world. There had never been any shame and never any guilt and never any fear prior to this. They suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover up themselves. And then they heard the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from God among the trees. But God called out to Adam, "Where are you, Adam?" And Adam replied, "I heard you coming, And I was afraid. Notice here's fear again. Because I was naked. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. Then God asked, who told you you were naked? Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? Adam said, you gave me this woman. I'm glad you see the humor in that without me even having to point it out. Adam said, you gave me this woman, and she gave me the fruit. So I ate. Then God said to Eve, why did you do this? Eve replied, the serpent deceived me, and I ate it. So God said to Eve, because you have disobeyed me, in other words, because you didn't do what I told you to do, there's going to be a curse now. Everything's broken. And one of the things that's going to be broken is childbirth. He said, you're going to have greater trouble in pregnancy, and you're going to have great pain in childbirth. How many of you are mothers? Can I see your hands? Anybody want to give a testimony on this verse? Okay. You can thank Eve for all that pain. Okay. Says, you're going to have trouble in pregnancy and great pain in childbirth. And though you'll desire your husband, in other words, you're still going to love your husband, he's going to lord it over you. In other words, there's going to be conflict. There's going to be domination issues. There's going to be distractions. There's going to be a power struggle in your relationship from now on. And then God said to Adam, because you also disobeyed me and you sinned with your wife, the ground you work is now cursed. And though you'll get to eat what you planted, your fields will have weeds and thorns and thistles. So you can thank Adam for all the weeds in the world. Weeds and thorns and thistles. And for the rest of your life, you'll have to sweat and work hard to get your food until you yourself are returned to the dirt that I used to create you. This is a fascinating story filled with an enormous amount of spiritual truth in it, but I just want to point out the relational truths, because in this story we see the three basic fundamental fears that pop up in every single relationship. Now, you can use what we're going to look at today in your small group. You can use it in your marriage. You can use it with a boyfriend or girlfriend. You can use it with friends. You can use it at work, because these three fundamental fears that started in the first relationship when sin entered are still present in your life and in everybody else's life, and they damage and they destroy potential in relationships. Let's get right into it. Number one, the first fear we learn is this. It's the fear of exposure, and it is this. The fear of exposure makes me distant. The fear of exposure makes me distant. Why can't I get close to people? I'd like to be closer to my wife. I'd like to be closer to my husband. I'd like to have that intimacy, that soul, passionate intimacy, partnership. Why can't I get close to the people in my life? Well, my fear of exposure makes me distant. Now, here's the truth. There's a lot in you that you don't like. You don't like it about you. And because you don't like it about you, you certainly don't want anybody else seeing it. And the things that you don't accept about you, you have a fear will not be accepted by others. So you want to keep your distance, because when people get close to you, they can see you warts and all. The closer people get, the more they see your blemishes, the more they see your mistakes, your faults, your failures, your weaknesses. And so we keep people at a distance because of fear of exposure, that people will know what we know about ourselves. And those things you don't like about you, you don't want being shared anywhere else, because they might reject it. In verses 9 and 10 of Genesis 3, it says this. God called to Adam, why are you hiding? And Adam said, I was afraid because I was naked, and so I hid. Now, let me say a couple things. Whenever God asks you a question like this, and he asks Adam two questions. First, he says, where are you? And why were you hiding? Whenever God asks you a question, he already knows the answer. He wasn't asking those questions for his benefit. He's asking the questions for Adam's benefit, because he wants Adam to own up. He wants Adam to man up. He wants Adam to be a man and accept responsibility for the fact that he had run and he was hiding. Any transformation in any area of your life, including relationships, only happens when you own up to the fact that they aren't what they ought to be. And as long as you think, I got a great marriage, nothing wrong with it, it's not going to get any better. I got great friendships, it's just fine. As long as you are in denial, there's no recovery, there's no transformation. So it starts with you owning up and being honest to God and honest with yourself that my relationships are not what they could be. They could be a whole lot better than they are right now. Now I want you to circle on that verse the phrase, I was afraid and I hid. Because they go together. I was afraid and I hid. Fear always causes us to hide. I wonder what you're hiding from today because of fear. What are you pretending not to know? What are you pretending isn't a problem in your marriage? What are you pretending isn't a problem in your life? What are you pretending is not a problem in your relationship because you are afraid of facing the truth? God doesn't want you to fake it. He wants you to face it when it comes to fear. What are you pretending not to know? I was afraid and I hid. Now also circle the word or the phrase, I was naked. I was naked. What does it mean to be naked? Well, he's talking about more here than just physical nakedness. There's an emotional nakedness too. To be naked means to be exposed. It means to be uncovered. It means to be vulnerable. It means to be authentic. It means you're out in the open. It means you are unprotected. You are never more vulnerable than when you're naked. I mean, it's just all out there. There's nothing to hide. And when we are afraid of nakedness, when we're afraid of vulnerability, when we're afraid of being open, we're afraid of being honest, we're afraid of letting people see us as we really are, my fear of exposure makes me distant. You see, one of your deepest needs is to be loved, but one of your deepest fears is the fear of being seen for what you really are. And you can live with a husband or a wife for 50 years and keep secrets from them because you're afraid that they would not accept that part of your life. Living with somebody doesn't guarantee that they're seeing all of you because they're not. Now, I want you to notice the damage that fear does to a relationship because there are three stages, and we see all three of them here in this. The first phase is shame. You might write that down, shame. It's verse 7. Once they disobeyed God, the first thing that entered their relationship was shame. And when you disobey God, shame enters your relationships. It says they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. Fear is often based in shame. Now, when you carry shame, you are easily embarrassed. When you carry shame, you fear embarrassment almost more than anything else. And you will do almost anything in your life to avoid embarrassment. That is a symptom that you're carrying unresolved shame in your life. Shame makes me more self-conscious. Shame makes me nervous, more nervous. Shame makes me fearful of being humiliated. And I'm going to avoid that at all costs. Shame means I am easily mortified. Because if you have any of those things in your life, it means there's some shame you haven't given to God and let him take it away in your life. Phase one is they felt shame. Phase two is the cover-up. The cover-up. And what happens is when we feel ashamed, we try to conceal who we really are, our true selves. Verse 7b says, so they sewed fig leaves to cover themselves up. Or to cover up themselves. Now, if you've ever seen a fig leaf, they're not very big. Some of us, it'd take a lot of fig leaves to cover us. Okay. Now, today, we all have much, much more sophisticated ways of covering up who we really are. We don't have to use fig leaves anymore, but we do it all the time. I wonder what ways you use to cover up your fears, your insecurities. What ways do you cover them up? Some people use humor. And they're the class clown, but they don't let anybody get close to them. They don't let anybody get close to them. And they use humor. Maybe you try to cover up your insecurities by presenting an image that you're all put together. I mean, you got the right clothes, you got the right accessory, you got the right hair, you drive the right car, you say the right things, you use the right words, and you give this image that you're all put together, but you're not. You're not. You don't have it all together. You don't have it all together in any sense of the word. But you try to present this image. Why? Out of fear. Today, a lot of people hide behind an online image. And if you read their Instagram, they have nothing but fun, and everybody wants to date them. And they are so cool. Stop pretending you've got a perfect life on social media.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or download the Pastor Rick's Daily Hope podcast to your smartphone or tablet so you can listen on the go anywhere you are. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. You know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transform Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. The video sessions can be used independently or with a small group of friends. This kit will help uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool, or you can call 800-600-5004. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your support. There are only 4 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
Let me ask you a very personal question. Are you struggling in one of your personal relationships? If you are, I want you to listen to what Joe writes. He just sent this note to me. He said, "Pastor Rick, before my wife and I began listening to Daily Hope together, we'd argue about our faith. There'd be days that I'd be angry with my wife, thinking that she wasn't moving as fast in her walk as I thought she should be moving. And God really challenged me to trust Him in helping her grow by changing me first." You got it. You got it, Joe. He says, "He broke my heart and my attitude by allowing me to figure out what I needed to do to stop arguing with her." And then he added, "God also challenged me by showing me how much He believed in me through my wife. When I'd get angry, she'd show me grace and patience. These are the very things that I lacked, but I didn't see it until after we started listening to Daily Hope on a regular basis. We've since made it a point to share this time in God's Word and to continue to grow in our love for Jesus and each other. Isn't it amazing what God can do even in the most difficult of circumstances and even in relationships that seem beyond repair? I want you to notice that in Joe's story, God started the transformation with Joe. Joe wanted to change his wife, and Joe wanted God to change his wife. But God wanted Joe to change first in his own life. That's the way God works. I'm so glad that God is using Daily Hope to change lives. And if He's changed your life, would you tell me about it? Please just write me, email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Please do that today. Just email me a note that says, "Here's what's happening in my life. Here's what I need you to pray about. Here's something I'm rejoicing with." If you've got something to share, let me know about it. Write me, rick@pastorrick.com. And thanks for listening today. And all this week, let's let God transform our lives through His Word.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.